listening to WMUCFM College Park. I'm Lincoln, and this is my show, Beats the Breakdown / Astral Project 2.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Spectating, I passing us make a funny face. Dark clouds, I can't stay away. It isn't water, I hate to say. Nobody believes me. Nobody believes me. Nobody believes me. I'm so lucky to have you, but I can't steady sleep. I'm a headache, but I'm scared now. I gotta cash and I'll stay tonight. And all my friends, we addicted, begging for his forgiveness under the lie. Frostbitten SOB dreaming. I never thought this was going to get there. I'm spoken to. I don't go to places unless I'm not alone. Nobody believes me. You still don't wanna leave me. I know what's real, I can't lose it, I'll try. I'm obsessed with the feeling. Upon me if I finish. If I'm in third person, then that's who I am. I can't keep waiting, I want it now. I can't keep waiting, I want it now.
This is the 96th episode of the show. Last week I mentioned this guy Tucker, who was actually a very important part of this show for a long time. That was a different time. I haven't heard from him in a really long time, ever since he went through that portal and the astral whatever. I don't even know what astral projecting is, even though the show is called that. I guess I sort of forgot. But basically, I missed him so bad. I drove across the whole country pretty much. I drove across the country looking for a phone book. A phone book with the name Tucker Morgan, and I did not find one phone book with this name. But the other day, I was at the lake, and this phone book appeared on shore. And so I looked, and his name was there. I'm gonna call it now. What? Hello?
Okay. Hello, how can I help you?
Oh my god.
Sir? Are you okay?
Tucker? I found it in a phone book. I drove all across the country. You said you were gonna call me back.
Oh, sorry. I've been a little bit busy. They're keeping me busy here all day, every day, all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I went through that job portal and they gave me a job. I'm a janitor again, but my boss is also my landlord, and he charges rent at the same rate that, you know, I get paid. So I always make just enough to pay rent. He has me doing all sorts of stuff now, too. Like, I'm not just sweeping the floors. I'm also cleaning the squid tank. Hiding the bodies, you know, normal stuff. But I don't know. At first it sucked, but I'm kind of used to it now. Like, I kind of missed being a janitor, even if it's in a weird place. Like, I'm just excited to hear your voice again. I mean, are you okay? How's the show doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm about to graduate college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weren't you in college, like, 10 years ago?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean, 10 years ago?
Well, how long is it? It feels like 10 years ago since I last talked to you.
It has not been 10 years. It's only been like 2 years, which is still a long time, but not that long. It's like, I can't believe I'm hearing you, but so you actually got the job?
I did. And why do you sound so choked up? It's not...
Cause,
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but I missed you.
Well,
don't you miss me?
I mean, kind of. You and your radio show, I think, was maybe one of three good things I had going for me back on whatever you call it. Normal realm.
Earth.
But I guess so, yes, Earth. I had my job, I had my dog, and I had that cool radio show I called into every now and then. But, well, I got two of those three things back, just normally. Like, I have my job, and I have, well, I don't really have my dog, but I have, like, I can keep tabs on him.
Wait, what?
That's as much as I can ask
Wait,
for.
what happened to Rusty, your dog?
Oh, Rusty, at some point, apparently he went through a similar thing where, you know, after I told him all about, you know, astral projecting, he tried it for himself and had a similar experience. He ended up in sort of the same situation that I'm in, but I can't really reach out to him. Can't really talk to him or like interact with him at all. He's kind of far away. But my boss, he has this cool, I don't know how to describe it, like sort of a crystal ball thing where he uses it to prospect business ventures, but sometimes I use it to spy on my dog who's out. He's, you know, he likes to fish. He does that a lot. And I don't know. Doesn't seem like he's upset at all about where he is. So I almost don't want to mess with it.
Oh.
What's going on Earth though? Like what's changed in 2 years?
In 2 years, I don't know. The Pope died the other day. I think it was yesterday. Is that
Well, that's bad. That stinks. Rip Pope. Well, thanks for calling, I guess. I'm losing points right now for stopping my work for so long. I might not make rent this month, but
Wait,
that's okay. We'll see what happens.
but
What's up?
you're leaving already. It's been 2 years.
Lincoln, I'm sorry, but like I don't know what you were trying to. I'm very not glad that you called me. I'm very glad that we're talking right now. But I think I have a suspicion you're about to give me some sort of instruction on how to get back, or like I've got to like eat my arm, or imagine a sandwich, or self-immolate. All these things you've asked me to do before, and I just kind of just don't want to do that anymore. Like every now and then I like meditate. If I can find a time to sit down, I'll, you know, think about stuff, maybe cry a little bit. I do that a lot, actually. I do a lot of crying. But when it comes to the astral projection, I've reached my limit. I don't really want to, you know, do that anymore. It's been a fun ride, but you took me to a lot of dark places with it too. Like, I don't know if you what your turnaround rate is for all your listeners, but people, if there's people listening to me right now, they heard us 2 years ago. They would hear, like, you sent me to the shadow realm. I got ripped up by creatures without names, and to get out of there, you told me to like pretend to eat myself so I could respawn. And
Well, you didn't pretend you ate yourself.
oh, that was real? Okay, well, either way, the line is really blurred just going back because, well, it was just so long ago, and I just don't, it's not my priority anymore. My priority now is my job, staying alive, living the best I can, and that's all I can ask. That's all I ever wanted, I think. And I don't know. I think I'm done with astral projecting.
Wow, that is so sad.
Do you still do it a lot, or?
No. I guess I've also stopped astral projecting.
Just in time for graduation, I guess.
Well, I guess like doing stuff like driving across the country and all this other stuff in my real life really tethered me to this earth. and stop me from...
Well, that's good. I have sort of a similar thing going on. Like, my life was really boring before, and I used to astral project to kind of get away from it, because, well, good or bad, it was always more interesting. And I don't really have to do that anymore. Like, this life, for better or worse, is very interesting. And if you can find something like that, I guess, on Earth, then that's all you need.
But, well, what do you get to do in your life besides work? Do you get to leave work at all?
Sometimes. Sometimes I have a little spot I could sit in. I don't know. I don't really want to leave work. I've kind of, maybe it's a case of a, what do you call it, Stockholm Syndrome. Because these squids are sometimes really mean to me, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's this one here, his name's Xander, and he, every time I reach my hand in to feed him something, he always grabs me and tries to, you know, rip my arm off.
He tries to rip your arm off?
Well, yeah, but he's a squid. Can't help it.
Every time? How often do you have to clean it?
Like twice a day?
So you almost get your arm ripped off by a squid twice a day?
Well, when you say it like that, I mean, yes. But if you think about it, like, when I was doing the astral projection stuff, I was, instead of maybe getting my arm ripped off, I, like, was guaranteed to get my whole body ripped off, ripped apart. You know, so maybe it's a worthy trade-off. I think, if nothing else, the Shadow Realm experience has made my tolerance for bullcrap and dangerous situations skyrocket. So maybe I'm the only one who can do this stuff.
Well, do you have like any new friends or something? Because I thought we were friends once.
Well, we were. We still are, kind of. Just, you know, it's pretty long distance, I'd say. Not really a whole lot. Like sometimes I talk to people that come in to, like, ask about product or buy one of the squids. Sometimes there is one person, I think, I never got her name, but she's one of the most frequent buyers of these squids. Apparently they're a really hot commodity on this planet. I think it's called, like, hot feed or something. But every time she comes in, I mean, she has a really nice smile. And, well, I hate to see the squids go, but I also don't. Like, they are mean. So they have whatever's coming. You know, I think I'm just, this is a long-winded way of saying no, not really, but I don't need friends. I just need something to do, keep my mind off things. And I'm really, really wanting to get back to it. I can tell just things are starting to fall apart just because I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes, and that's 10 minutes longer than is allowed.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you are content with this new life of yours.
You could call it that, sure. Hey, Well, I do gotta go, but I guess I can still listen in for a little while. I think there was one song you played a while back, that reminded me a lot of when we first started doing this. Do you remember which one it was?
Was it Conversations with Angels by...
With Angels.
By Dedekind Cut, featuring DJ Shadow and Chino Amobi.
It's got DJ Shadow in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, yes, that is the one. Okay. I'm going to go back. I'm going to clean Xander's tank, and I'll have this playing on in the background. Thanks for calling, Lincoln. I did miss you, but I do have to go now. I'll see you around, buddy.
Okay. I'll see you next week. Wow.
I think it was okay.
I thought that was good.
I thought it was definitely good too. I don't know where I pulled freaking hot paint from. I don't know, I was just flying there.
I was wondering who that was. Cause wouldn't that have implications?
Probably. Have you ever seen this? I mean, there's like five people on the hot
beat in
Canon.
That we know of. And one of them's a client of Dave's company.
Dave's legitimate business, LLC. He flies the squid. I missed one of the lines. I said I wanted to get the squids ready for Squid Game. Okay, well that's it.
Oh. Been listening to Beast to Breakdown / Astral Project 2. I'm Lincoln, and thank you for listening. You can find the playlist on the Instagram at wmec.astral.breakdown or on the show website. I'm gonna give Tucker another call next week. I mean, this can't be it. I mean, it can't be like, you get a job and it's over. It's never over. Although, my show is close to over. Bye.
Oh,